Exercise 2, page 54. Text 1.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Academy, which, as I'm sure you know, is one of the best private secondary schools in the country. We'll start our tour here. This sculpture was created by Alisha Kumar. I'm sure you've heard of her. She is a very successful artist, and she was a student here. If your child is going to study art here, I can tell you that we have some of the finest instructors in the country. We'll visit the art rooms when we go to the second floor. Now, let's go through these doors into the cafeteria. You can see how modern and clean it is. Most of the tables seat four, as we want students to be able to socialize while they eat. But you can see we have some single tables on the side for students who might want to spend their lunch hour studying or just getting some alone time. Okay, follow me over here and you can take a look in the kitchen. If you would rather not make lunch for your son or daughter, you can be sure that they will get only healthy meals here. We have a nutritionist on staff who checks with the cooks to make sure all the food we serve is the highest quality and best for growing teenagers. Okay, let's exit the cafeteria and I will show you the gym. On the wall here, you can see a list of successful athletes who went to school here. There are some Olympians and, of course, Rania Wilson, who I'm sure you know as the goalkeeper for Newcastle United.
Text 2.
So, how was your first day of school?
I suppose it was okay. I just wanted to be like everyone else. You know, sit in class, answer questions when the teacher asked me, and all that.
Well, you know you're not like other students.
But I am. I mean, just because I am a successful singer doesn't mean that I'm good at maths or chemistry or anything else.
And you've also made two films.
Yes, but I don't think I'm much of an actor.
Well, some would disagree with you. So I guess the problem you had today was that you got too much attention from the other students.
Not really. I was expecting that. So I was completely prepared for it. I just really didn't want to get special treatment from the teachers. But after everything, like in history class, the teacher would say, "Let's find out what Astra thinks about that."
Oh, I see. I'm sure everyone will calm down soon. It's not every day that a celebrity shows up for school. I'm curious, why did you decide not to continue with private tutoring?
Oh, you know, Harry was amazing. He still helps me with my homework sometimes. Originally, my parents took me out of school and arranged for Harry to teach me at home after my first album. I was only 11 years old at the time, and they thought it would be really stressful for me to attend normal school and deal with all the attention. But now that I am a teenager, I really want to enjoy my teenage years as a normal teenager. That's why I asked my parents to put me back in school.
Of course. But you're not a normal 16-year-old.
Maybe not. But I want to be treated like one, and I want that to start with the teachers. I'll ask my parents to talk to them about it. If that doesn't work, I'll write a song about how the teachers treat me.
Seriously?
No, just kidding. I don't want any more attention from them. I'm happy at the school. I wouldn't change anything else.